Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, I received an email saying that I purchased something that I didn't purchase.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your first name to see what's going on?
01013.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And a first and last name, please.
Okay, don't you want just like the order number or something? So why are you just going by my zip code?
Yes, ma'am. I pull them up by the zip code, but if I can try the order ID number, I just still have to use your, still need your first and last name.
Jane Witt.
I say yes, ma'am. I can still use the order ID number, but I still have to verify your first and last name.
I know. I said Jane Witt.
And your last name is
Witt, Whit.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Just one moment. Trying to load up your name now. Okay, no, ma'am. Can I try the order ID number? Nothing seems to pop up under your zip code nor your last name.
A 662972853.
662972853.
Hold on, hold on. I'm sorry. I walked away from my paper. 662972753.
Okay, so is there someone else in your household? Your husband's name or something? Because it popped up under a person with the last name Kerrigan.
No. I'm just not sure how this got onto my charge at all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you know a Charles Kerrigan?
No.
And you said that cancellation number was 662972.
No, I didn't say that was cancellation number. I said that was like an order number.
Yes, ma'am, the order number.
I tried to talk to somebody earlier, but they seemed to be having like great difficulty hearing me. And there seemed to be a little bit confusion.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So I'm not sure where the order was generated from.
Can I try the last four digits of the card number that was charged?
I don't know what the last four numbers of the card that was charged. All it said is that a charge was been made. It said something about a survey.
And the order number was 662972753.
Yes.
And you don't know it. What day was that charge?
April 23rd.
How much?
I don't know, like little under $7. It was for earbuds or something.
Okay, yes, ma'am. With that order number, it popped up under a different person's name. I don't think that's a good thing to try.
Okay, so but how would that like pop up at all? Because I don't recall like ordering anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party customer support agent that serves over 400 companies, and some of them within their terms and the conditions, some of them says we're completing a survey. Do you remember doing any surveys for anything?
I did do a survey, but I didn't complete the survey because they said it would be a really short survey, and I ended up hanging up. But I don't know, since I was doing a survey, how they would even have any like information regarding my credit card to like charge anything to me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can I please try your email address to see if your name will pop up and see if you're still in our system? Because it's, that order number popped up under a different guy's name, and his charge wasn't on the 23rd. It was on the 21st.
I know it could have been. It could have been. I'm because I'm at work, so I could slightly have like the number wrong. But how would it be generated?
Some of them do be long numbers like that one. Some of them be short numbers as well. Some of them have letters in it. So, yes, ma'am, it's different ways the order number could pop up.
Okay. So
Yes, ma'am.
can you try goldpupcubeatverizon.net?
You say gold puck.
PUP, the number 2 at verizon.net.
Gold pup 2 at Verizon.net. Could it possibly be in your husband's name? Danny?
Yeah, it could be under Dan Chubb.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify that address for me?
It's in Chicopee, Mass. 87 Champagne.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And thank you for the information. I do see that this started on April 23rd. My survey went to him and said that he wanted free gift of some AirPods. But yes, ma'am, I also see that a call was placed in on the same day and had this account canceled and refunded today. Yes, ma'am.
I know, but the person, because he asked me to call back, he said that he wasn't sure that they canceled it. But I want to know what was the credit card that was charged to?
The last 4 digits ending in 9007.
And can you tell me what kind of card that was and what was the expiration?
With us being a third-party customer support agent, don't let us see that much, no ma'am. I just know it was in the
You should be able to know what kind of
9007.
card it was, though.
Let's see.
Because I don't know. The problem is, I don't know how that you even had access to the card number, because a card number was never given, because it was just a survey and it wasn't even completed. And so I don't understand. And you said free iPods, but then you also, we were being charged for them, so
For the
seems to
shipping and
be.
handling of the $6.95, yes, ma'am. But yes, ma'am. Once I clicked into the shipping address and stuff, it says Visa, a Visa, and again
Okay.
9007.
Okay. All right, and
Yes,
you said
ma'am.
the charges have been canceled?
Yes, ma'am. Well, the $6.95 and the $4.95, those was refunded.
Okay. And do you have a cancellation number on that?
The C as in Charlie, 662-982-858.
858.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time. You have a nice day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day as well.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Yeah.